1340 WJOL.
825 Slocum in the morning on 1340 WJOL. John Keegan and the council for Stop North Point is Bob Fioretti. They join us here this morning on 1340 WJOL. Well, John, good morning, sir. Thanks for coming on to give us an update. We appreciate it as always.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks. And yeah, Bob, thank you. We're going to start with you, Bob, because yesterday there was another appearance in court, and a lot of people are, you know, assuming North Point is a full go, but there's still a lot of hurdles to overcome with EPA and the state of Illinois and a lot of things like that as well. So, Bob, can you kind of give us an update on what yesterday was all about, please?
Well, yesterday was dealing with a Freedom of Information request. As you may recall, we were in court originally, but the day before, Joliet ended up producing documents or some documents that we needed at the time. I mean, why did we have to go to court on it? And now, unfortunately, we have to seek fees. We're entitled to fees under it. I have to say, Stop North Point is still going very strong. We have continued our commitment to the citizens of Will County to protect the residents of Will County from this development, to expose the short and long-term impacts of that is happening on the community, both on the environmental, the watershed, the Midland, the ecosystem. This is going to be a very dangerous development. I mean, as we look, it may bring up to 60,000 additional vehicles through the county daily. And if people are ready for that, I don't think so. I hear it left and right. And every time I'm in Will County, which is just even this last weekend, people don't want this development.
Bob, what were the results? Or you made your presentation yesterday. Will it take a day or two to hear what the judge has to say? And what judge did you appear in front of?
We're in front of
Pavich.
Pavich.
Yes, I was just looking at something on the other one. And we're going to, now it'll be a little while before we hear on what they're going to do on this one. But we're in court on several of the cases on March 15th at that time.
Okay. All right. So the legal fight rolls on, John. And I know you guys aren't ready to give up anytime soon.
No, absolutely not, Scott.
No. What else does Stop North Point have coming up?
Well, we're doing a bingo fundraiser on February 5th at Stone City VFW in Joliet off of Route 53 in Laraway. And we have a silent auction, and the doors open at 4, and then bingo starts at 6, and there's also a dinner included, and it's at stopnorthpoint.com.
Okay, good. Trying to get more people involved and invested, right?
Yeah, it's a meet and greet and a chance for us to try to raise money for the legal fund. And Bob has graciously donated his time and 3 tickets to a Cubs game in the 2022 season.
There we go.
For our silent auction. So there's a chance to spend some time with Bob at a Cubs game.
All right, good. And don't talk the law at the Cubs game, right, Bob? You just want to talk about baseball.
No, that's all we're going to be talking about. And then probably the Sox versus Cubs games that'll be coming up.
That's awesome. That's absolutely fantastic. All right, gentlemen, well, thank you for the update. We appreciate it. Keep us posted, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Scott.
John Keegan from Stop North Point and legal counsel Bob Fioretti. Again, just want to remind people in our never-ending quest to present both sides of the story, we have reached out to North Point a couple of different times here in the last few months and asked them if they would like to comment and talk about where they're at in the process. And we have not had our offer accepted. I will continue to reach out to them and see if it's something that they want to come on and talk about this, how it's, you know, the Stop North Point efforts. And if they don't want to talk about that, at least talk about their plans moving forward. So I'll continue to make those efforts for those of you that are in favor of North Point. You get to hear what they have going on. Day 30.